Hello, everyone. This is Christopher for English for You. And today I have a special guest, Teacher Jeffrey.
Hello, everyone. I am Jeffrey. It's great to be with you, Chris, today and with all our listeners.
That's right. And today we are looking at our For You August TOEIC dialogue. And I like these because it gives you valuable information that you can use in the real world.
So we're going to listen to two people, Patrick and Stephanie, and they work in the same office. And it looks like this conversation takes place in their office maybe on a Monday or a Tuesday, sometime early in the week.
That's right. Because, as we'll learn later on in the dialogue, something is happening on the weekend. But how about we get ready and check out our dialogue?
Reading. Inviting people out.
Hey, Stephanie. What are you up to this weekend?
Oh, nothing special. Why do you ask?
Well, some of us are going to the beach after work on Friday for the weekend. You could come with us.
Oh, I don't know. I might be tired on Friday evening.
Come on. It'll be fun. We're going to camp on the beach and cook our own food. There's only room for one more person in the tents, and I thought you would want to go.
It sounds great, but I'll probably just relax at home all weekend. I want to read this new book I bought and maybe watch some TV.
Are you sure? I think you'd really enjoy camping. The weather report said it would be too nice to stay indoors this weekend.
I think I will just take it easy. Besides, I don't like outdoor activities very much. I always get bitten by mosquitoes. You guys will have a great time without me, I promise.
Well, that's too bad. I was really hoping you'd go with us. Maybe I can ask someone else here at work if they want to join us.
Sorry about that. I'll make it up to you sometime.
No, don't worry about it. Maybe next time you can join us.
Patrick sees Stephanie and he says, "Hey, Stephanie, what are you up to this weekend?"
And Stephanie replies, "Oh, nothing special. Why do you ask?"
Okay, so we heard Stephanie say nothing special. And nothing special means nothing unusual, serious, or eventful. So Stephanie is saying nothing special, meaning this weekend will be like most other weekends.
Right, nothing special is nothing interesting. So if somebody's playing on their cell phone and you ask them what they're doing, if it's not important, they could say nothing special.
That's right. Patrick says, "Well, some of us are going to the beach after work on Friday for the weekend. You could come with us."
Well, that sounds great. But Stephanie says, "Oh, I don't know. I might be tired on Friday evening."
To me, this sounds like a bad excuse. What do you think, Jeffrey?
Well, you know, I am usually tired on Friday evening after studying or working all week, but this is the beach we're talking about, so, I mean, no excuse is good enough to not go to the beach.
I agree. I think if someone were to ask me, "Do you want to go to the beach?" I'd say, "Sure." It's got to be better than staying in the house all the time. Patrick says, "Come on! It'll be fun! We're going to camp on the beach and cook our own food. There's only room for one more person in the tents, and I thought you would want to go." Okay, so we hear him say the word room, and we're not talking about a place with walls and a ceiling and a floor, but we're actually talking about is space. Okay, so he's saying we have room or space available for Stephanie to join the group.
So, for example, if a teacher says to some students who just walked into a classroom, you can sit in the back. There's enough room for the three of you. So I guess three students walked into a room and they didn't see any chairs to sit on. So the teacher explained this to them. There was room in the back.
That's right. Or you could say something like, my car has room for five people. My car has room for five people, meaning there's the driver, and then the passenger to the right, and then the three seats in the back. Or it could be a larger vehicle like a van. We spell room R-O-O-M, R-O-O-M. And we also saw the other word tent. Now, tent is a movable shelter. It's usually made of cloth, and it's held up by poles, metal poles, and ropes. Tents are essential for camping because they protect people from the elements of nature, especially rain. Now, we can give you an example sentence. We only need three tents because each one can hold at least two people. We only need three tents because each one can hold at least two people. So these tents aren't very small. They're clearly a little larger than the normal tent.
I could give another example sentence.
Okay.
Camping is much nicer when you sleep in a tent. And this is definitely true because, as Chris explained, the elements of nature like rain or even snow and wind can make it very uncomfortable when you're trying to sleep. So a tent makes your life, your night camping out in nature, much more comfortable.
That's right. We spell tent T-E-N-T, T-E-N-T. Okay, now I see Stephanie is about to respond to Patrick. Would you like to read that?
Sure. Stephanie says, it sounds great, but I'll probably just relax at home all weekend.
Oh, okay, so Stephanie says probably. Would you like to explain this?
Sure. Probably is an adverb, and it means likely to be true or likely to happen. So, for example, Jake is really good at math and science, so he'll probably get accepted into a good college.
That's a good example. Would you like to give me another one?
Sure. The weather expert said it would probably rain tonight. Okay, so when you watch the weather report in the morning, they don't always say it's 100%, but if it's 75 or 80% chance of raining, that's when we would use the word probably. And we spell it P-R-O-B-A-B-L-Y.
Probably. And I think we should probably continue on with our dialogue.
Okay. Well, Stephanie continues speaking. She is giving an excuse now for why she won't go with Patrick. She says, I want to read this new book I bought and maybe watch some TV.
And Pat is, he thinks her excuse is not good because he says, are you sure? I think you'd really enjoy camping. The weather report said it would be too nice to stay indoors this weekend.
All right, and this word indoors is also an adverb, and this just means inside a building or going into a building.
That's right.
So, for example, it's raining outside. Let's go indoors.
Yeah, because you don't want to be outside without an umbrella, right? It would be terrible. So, when it's raining, you go indoors if you don't have an umbrella.
Also, on very hot days, you should try to stay indoors.
Yes, because the sun can burn your skin. But I'm sure everyone out there already knows that. Now, there are some things we can talk about indoor activities and outdoor activities. So if we're doing something indoors, it means we're in a house or a building, so we'd be watching maybe television or playing video games, right? But if we have an outdoor activity, that means we're outside. We're not in a building, but we're out in nature. Jeffrey, do you have any favorite indoor or outdoor activities?
Well, indoors, I like to play on my computer, and I would never do that outside because if it rained or something, it would destroy my computer. And when I'm outdoors, well, I like hiking and playing basketball. And, you know, I used to try to play basketball inside my house, but my parents would always get really angry. So it's definitely something that I and everybody else should do outside only.
Did you ever break anything important or valuable?
Sure, I broke the TV and the computer, so I ruined both my activities with one shot.
It's pretty funny. What does Stephanie say?
Well, she's not really interested in going outdoors and having an adventure, so she says, I think I will just take it easy.
Ah, take it easy. That just means to relax and not use too much energy. So if a friend of yours is asking you to come out and go to maybe Ximending or some place to do some activity here in Taiwan, but you don't feel like going out, you just want to stay in the house and just kind of relax, you would say, no thanks, I'm going to take it easy tonight. Take it easy.
Yeah, and because taking it easy is relaxing, if you feel a lot of stress, you should also try to take it easy to forget your stress.
That's very good advice. Yeah, if you're feeling stress, maybe from homework or something else, you could close the book, especially if it's homework, and just kind of relax for a few minutes. Take it easy. It's also our shortcut for you. So how about we take a brief break to hear a cool example of this phrase?
Shortcut for you.
What are you doing tonight, Pat?
I'm just going to take it easy.
You are going to take who to where?
No, I'm not going out. I'm going to take it easy. That means I'm going to relax and not do anything too exciting.
Oh, so take it easy means 放轻松.
Exactly. Tonight I'm going to take it easy. Read a book, watch some TV, and have a simple dinner.
Why do you want to take it easy tonight?
Well, I've been busy recently, so I'd just like to take it easy tonight. Then I should have plenty of energy for next week.
Wow, that was a fun shortcut for you. But it's time for us to return to our TOEIC dialogue, and it's Stephanie's turn to continue talking, so how about you go?
Okay, Stephanie says, besides, I don't like outdoor activities very much. I always get bitten by mosquitoes.
Oh, that's terrible. I hate mosquitoes. How about you?
I also hate mosquitoes. Does anybody really like mosquitoes?
Maybe people might, but I don't know. I've never met a person that likes a mosquito.
Sounds like a weird person to me.
It would be. A mosquito, it's the small flying insect that drinks the blood of people and animals. But I should point out, only the females drink blood. The male mosquito actually drinks nectar from flowers.
Is that true?
Yes, it's true.
Well, what a fun fact that is.
Yes.
Well, so, I can't stand mosquitoes, and, you know, sometimes they bother my sleep because they buzz in my ear. And here's an example sentence that shows that a little better.
Ugh!
I can't sleep because there's a mosquito that keeps buzzing in my ear.
Ugh, that sounds like the worst. You know, there are special ways to fight mosquitoes, and one of them is people can wear a special cream that will keep mosquitoes away. So maybe, Jeffrey, you could rub this cream on yourself before going to bed.
Okay, I'll try that. I also have a small machine that I bought at the store that I plug into the wall, and it's supposed to keep mosquitoes away, and I think it works. It really helped me a lot last summer, so maybe you should try that this summer.
I will. What does Stephanie say next?
She continues, and she says, you guys will have a great time without me. I promise.
Patrick says, well, that's too bad. I was really hoping you'd go with us. Maybe I can ask someone else here at work if they want to join us.
Stephanie replies, sorry about that. I'll make it up to you sometime.
Okay, so she says sometime, and that's an adverb, and it means at a time in the past or future that is not known or not stated. So if someone says sometime, they either mean it could have been like weeks ago, days ago, or it could be in the future. But you have really no idea when the exact time is. But that's all we have for today's article. So how about we move on to our For You Chat?
For You Chat.
All right, so we've had our dialogue between Stephanie and Patrick, and now it's time for our For You Chat. The question is, what do you do if someone asks you out, but you're not in the mood?
Well, I think there are two ways to do this. I think the first way is to be totally honest, tell the truth. So Stephanie could just say, no, I don't like camping. I don't like going outdoors, and Patrick, you're not very nice, so I won't go with you. But I think there's a more polite way, and even if you're not interested, you should be nicer about it and say something like, oh, well, that sounds fun. Let me check my schedule. Maybe I'll be too busy this weekend, but maybe some other time. Giving Patrick the feeling that she's really glad to be invited.
Yeah, I completely agree. There are good ways and bad ways of turning down a person. I usually try to do the polite and honest way. I try to be polite about something, but I might say, I don't particularly like that activity, so I will have to take a pass. Take a pass means like just not do it, skip over that event.
And that can be helpful because if I invite you, for example, to play soccer with me and you tell me very honestly that you don't really like soccer, I won't invite you again. I'll try to invite you to something else like watching a movie or visiting a cafe. So it could help us find different activities that we both enjoy next time.
Yeah, that's great advice. But how about you kids talk about this question among yourselves? What do you do if someone asks you out, but you're not in the mood? All right, we'll see you next time.
Inviting people out.
Hey, Stephanie. What are you up to this weekend?
Oh, nothing special. Why do you ask?
Well, some of us are going to the beach after work on Friday for the weekend. You could come with us.
Oh, I don't know. I might be tired on Friday evening.
Come on. It'll be fun. We're going to camp on the beach and cook our own food. There's only room for one more person in the tents, and I thought you would want to go.
It sounds great. But I'll probably just relax at home all weekend. I want to read this new book I bought and maybe watch some TV.
Are you sure? I think you'd really enjoy camping. The weather report said it would be too nice to stay indoors this weekend.
I think I will just take it easy. Besides, I don't like outdoor activities very much. I always get bitten by mosquitoes. You guys will have a great time without me, I promise.
Well, that's too bad. I was really hoping you'd go with us. Maybe I can ask someone else here at work if they want to join us.
Sorry about that. I'll make it up to you sometime.
No, don't worry about it. Maybe next time you can join us.
Vocabulary review.
Room. The small car only has room for two people to sit inside it. Tent. They set up a tent near the seashore to camp overnight. Probably. Mike hasn't showed up yet, so he is probably stuck in a traffic jam. Indoors. We stayed indoors all weekend because of the heavy rain. Mosquito. Mosquitoes suck our blood and make red spots on our skin. Sometime. Nicole's parents promised they would take her to Disneyland sometime.